91X News.
It's plus four and mainly sunny at noon from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Leah Den Hartog. A bank in Port Hope was robbed yesterday afternoon. Port Hope police were called to a robbery call at a Scotia Bank located on Walton Street. The suspect entered the bank demanding money from the teller. He was able to leave with an undisclosed amount of money and fled on foot. The suspect was described as a thin male with tan skin and brown eyes. He was dressed in a green parka with fur trim on the hood, gray pants, and black running shoes. The suspect has not yet been identified and the investigation is ongoing. Anyone with information is urged to contact the Port Hope Police. The lack of housing is an ongoing issue in Belleville. For international students coming to Loyalist, it can be particularly hard to find a place to stay. Daria Bagojiva has the story.
Anand Srikumar is a 19-year-old student from India. He has lived in three houses since he arrived to Belleville last year.
It's really hard to find places to stay here for, like, even students. Even now, like, there are lots of people who are, like, looking for places to stay.
He says one of his rentals cost $650 a month, which was too much for him.
Like, they didn't even give me the lease or, like, any receipt for, like, staying there because they know that they are charging me more, and they said if I have to file tax receipts and stuff, they'll have to pay more, so they're not giving me any receipts. So that was a huge problem there.
He says many people come up to him to ask for help.
Like, many people, like, even when I see them on bus stops and stuff, they kind of ask me, like, have you been here since 1 year? So do you know any places to stay? And then I was like, I don't know currently, but I'll let you know. And then they take my number and they call me and stuff like that. So
another international student, Taksharia Brambet, found her house on Kijiji before coming here.
Because Belleville is a small place, right? We don't have that much accommodation.
Dave Templer, a Residence Life coordinator, says the only help that Loyalist provides to students in terms of off-campus housing is referring them to a listing website.
The international students generally don't use that service because there's not enough on there. It's sort of a redundant service at that point.
Students can also stay at Loyalist for 5 nights while they're looking for places to stay. Daria Bagujeva, QNET News, Belleville.
The building of a hospice in Quinney is going ahead. Earlier this week, the Stage 1 capital funding for the Hospice Quinney was approved. Lindsay Cooks reports.
Hospice Quinney has been trying to make its own residential building a reality for several years. Now it's starting to come together. Jennifer May Anderson is the executive director of Hospice Quinney. She says the closest residential hospice building is nearly 45 minutes away, with few beds.
There are 3 residential hospice beds in Madoc, and there are 3 residential hospice beds in Prince Edward County in Picton. There's also some residential hospice beds in Warkworth. So anyone from our area would have had to attempt to get into any of those facilities. So now we're going to have 6 beds that will serve the areas that Hospice Quinney serves.
The new Hospice Quinney will cost an estimated $2.3 million. Paul Harris is the head of the local health integration network. He says there is a need for the hospice in the area.
It's timely. This is a need that is identified. The ministry had made some funding available, and we are looking at ensuring that there is hospice services throughout the southeast, and Quinty. We were looking at areas that not only had the need, but also had done work to give us confidence that this could move forward quickly.
May Anderson says she's excited for the new building because there is a high demand for it here.
We're very excited. We're looking forward to it. We know this is a needed service in our community, and so we're very pleased to be able to work with the Lynn and our other partners in providing it for our local communities.
The new Hospice Quinney building is scheduled to be up and running by next year. Lindsay Cook, QNET News, Belleville.
Toronto police say more murder charges are expected to be laid against a self-employed landscaper who is already facing charges in the presumed deaths of five men. Police have said that investigators found two planters with the skeletal remains of three individuals. But Detective Sergeant Hank Indinska says there are still more than a dozen planters that need to be processed by forensic teams. 66-year-old Bruce McArthur was arrested and charged earlier this month in the presumed deaths of two men who went missing from the city's Gay Village last spring. He was further charged Monday in the deaths of three other men. Ice fishing on the Bay of Quinte hasn't been that great that past two winters, but it's a different story this year. Vanessa Stark has more.
For the past 2 years, winter has been mild and wet, causing the ice fishing industry to take a hit due to unreliable ice across lakes and rivers. But this year's winter, the conditions have been ideal for ice fishing. Stacy Ash is the owner of Pro Tackle Musky Shop in Belleville. He says that his business is booming due to this year's cold snap.
But they're so excited to get it now because we haven't had ice fishing pretty well in the last 2 years. So it's been, 6 weeks of season already? We still got four left. So it's going to be an amazing winter. We've had business-wise, we've probably done more business already this year than the last two winters put together.
Adam Weir is a fisheries biologist for the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. He says that with climate change, weather and ice conditions are unpredictable.
I think that's what you're going to see from year to year to year with climate change, is that you're going to have those extreme weather events. So you take a year like this where it's, you know, really cold and produces a lot of ice, and then you'll have other years like, say, last year, for example, where the ice accumulation was completely negligible.
With only 1 month left of the season, expect to see more ice huts as anglers take advantage of the long overdue ideal winter conditions for ice fishers. Vanessa Stark, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1207. Sports is next.
Split Second Printing's 40 years of experience has made them ready for anything.
Can you print my soccer flyers?
Sure.
How about my poster?
Student council? Nice, no problem.
What about my prom banner?
Done and done. And we'll even help carry it out.
From business cards to large-scale architectural drawings, Split Second Printing has you covered. They'll even help lay out and print your portfolio so it'll really stand out. 59 Dundas Street East, Belleville, or split-second.ca.
QNET Sports. In hockey news, Ottawa Senators owner Eugene Melnyk says he has no plans to move the NHL franchise. Last month, Melnyk drew the ire of Senators fans by suggesting relocation was possible, but says he loves Ottawa and its fans.
I think that hit a nerve in Ottawa that really kind of exploded. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't meant to hit the nerve of the city. It just wasn't. First of all, I love the city of Ottawa. Mm-hmm. I like the people there. And the fans are, I think, second to none.
The Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Islanders 5-0 at Air Canada Centre. Toronto coach Mike Babcock says it took some time for his team to find its rhythm in the Leafs' first game since the All-Star break.
They were better than us at the start. And they had played last night, so a little sharper, and it took us a bit to get going. I thought we had good goaltending early. I don't even know if they hit the net on any of it. They had three great chances and missed it all. But Freddie was there and gave us an opportunity to get going.
28 Russian athletes had their Olympic doping bans overturned today, throwing the International Olympic Committee's policy on the country into turmoil. The Court of Arbitration for Sport ruling was set to reinstate seven Russian medals from the 2014 Sochi Olympics, including gold in men's skeleton and men's 50-kilometer cross-country skiing. Spokesman Mark Adams says the IOC is not obliged to invite the 28 Russians to compete in South Korea, despite the ruling.
The result of the CAS decision does not mean that athletes from the group of 28 will be invited to the Games. Not being sanctioned does not automatically confer the privilege of an invitation.
The IOC has already invited 169 Russians to the Pyeongchang Olympics to compete under a neutral flag. In basketball last night, the Cleveland Cavaliers shook off a bad shooting night and knocked off the Heat 91-89 in a matchup of division leaders. Cavaliers forward LeBron James with 24 points says Channing Frye and Dwayne Wade fueled the win.
We were able to find a set that, was working for us, and Channing did a great job. But it started with D-Wade going down and setting those great screens and allowing, you know, his man to take a body off Channing. And Channing was just being 7 foot, you know, and getting in front of the rim either with the layup or with the dunk.
Boston Celtics guard Terry Rozier became the second player in NBA history to record a triple-double in his first start, providing 17 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists in a 103-73 rout of the Knicks in Boston. Knicks center Enes Kanter says they were unable to compensate for their struggles on offense.
There's going to be nights that we're not going to shoot the ball well. There's going to be nights that we're not going to good offensively. But I think for us to get to the next level, for us to be the elite team, just go out there and play defense. You know, we cannot just say, oh, we're not shooting the ball well and just give up on defense.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, cloudy this afternoon with a 60% chance of flurries or rain later in the afternoon and a high of +4. Tonight's going to be partly cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries earlier in the evening and a low of -16. Tomorrow is going to be mainly sunny and a high of -11. At 12:11, it's +4 outside. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Leah Denhartog, News on 91X, next at 1.